is a famous Shabbos Shuva Drasha from the Baal Orach HaNer in the Sefer Minchas Ani and Ahazino, I guess, which is Shabbos Shuva. He says that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, he says, there are the best of years and there's going to be the worst of years. It has tremendous potential when we don't have the shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Because what do we see? We see from Jewish history. He says, the years of Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni, those are the years that Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos, echoing the words of Rav Yitzchak in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, the year you don't hear shofar, it's going to be a bad year, even though the Bahag writes that's limited to an Anus, not Shabbos, but the Minchas Ani writes that that's what happened. On the other hand, it has the potential for greatness, because the 2 years that Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos also was Mechilas Avon Ego, for the sin of the golden calf, V'chein HaKamas HaMishkan, and so to the putting up of the Mishkan. So it has tremendous potential. It could be the greatest or the worst. So what does it depend on? So the Orach HaNer, the Minchas Ani, gives a mashal. He gives a mashal where one of the soldiers did a terrible sin, and the king was steaming, and he was going to kill them, and he tried to get all these people to go and talk on his benefit. But apparently his wife volunteered, I could go, I know the king likes me. And the king's wife went, and Matzachain, and he spared the person. So a similar thing happened again. So someone said, let me bring my wife, and she'll be saved. This time, he was killed. So what was the difference? So the difference was that in the first case, the man treated his wife well, and the king realized that, and I guess he didn't want the wife to suffer, or he felt bad for the person, whoever it was. The wife was a big, she was making the case, so she was treated well, and she was matzachain. However, the other woman apparently was battered wife syndrome. She was beat up and she still had scars on her face. So when the king saw the scars, what, you're a wife beater? He went ahead and chopped his head off. So what's the nimshal? What does that have to do with anything? The nimshal is, the Orach HaNer writes, is Shabbos. That when we don't have Rosh Hashanah, when we don't have shofar on Shabbos, so what has to protect us? We need the schus of Shabbos. As it writes in one of the Svarim, let's go see if I have it here, it's alluded to in one of the Hasidic Svarim. Yeah, the Me'or V'Shemesh. He says that if you look at the word tiku b'chodesh shofar. So shofar is a shin, b'chodesh is a beis, and tiku tav, that spells Shabbos. In a year where you don't have shofar, Shabbos has to protect you. So it depends. So you have to build up on your Shmira Shabbos. So someone who's very good on Shmira Shabbos, someone who took care of his wife, so it was matzachain with the king. And therefore, if you keep Shabbos well, so then it'll be a good year. But Chalila, if you don't keep Shabbos well, so it'll be a year of Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni. That's how the Orach HaNer, kind of like people have a meeting not to have like walnuts, nuts, gematria chet. They also say tov is gematria, same gematria. It's like anything is what you do with it. So that's the Orach HaNer. It depends on us. It depends on our Shmira Shabbos. If you have Shabbos protecting you, so if you keep Shabbos, well, it will protect you. If you don't, it won't. On the other hand, you have in the Hasidic Svarim from the Kedushas HaLevi, or Levi Mibarditchev, in the Sefer Piskamin Kaddishin, he writes that no, that fundamentally it's a good year. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and even though you're not blowing shofar, it doesn't make a difference. It's a big schus this year. Why? As he quotes the Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah, Chavtes Amabez, Yontav Shal Rosh Hashanah Shachal Yos B'Shabbos. Hinei Tamid. So he points out that he says, Ribono Sholom, Hashasarach Ato Lichtov Es Kol Yisrael L'Chayim. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you got to write up all the Yidden for life. Why? Because if you don't, Hechata Rosh Lichtov B'Shabbos. How could you write on Shabbos? Aruhu Chilu Shabbos. Aval L'chaim Rosh Ata Lichtov Ki Pikuach Nefesh Dochetz Shabbos. So he wants to say it's a little Chassidish Torah, but he's a Chassidish Rebbe, so it's okay. He says on Yantif, so we know one of the prohibitions is writing Siva. You're not allowed to write. However, so how could Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mi Yichya Mi Yamos? Nechtav and Nechtam, if you're written down, so how can he write? So apparently, if it's with Tzorach Yom, since Rosh Hashanah, that's the way it's set up. Be Nechtav and Nechtam Achayim, so apparently it's Mutter. I guess the equivalent of a Heter of Ochel Nefesh, but it's Mutter. Because it's Bo Bayom, it's Tzorach Hayom. But he says when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you're in good shape because Shabbos has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. You can't write on Shabbos. You only write outs the din. On Shabbos, it's not a case of din. So on Shabbos, you're not allowed to write. Oh, what are you allowed? You only allowed to write l'chaim because if a person's in sakana, so it's pikuach nefesh. So by right, if someone's in danger of being written up with misa, but now you have to write him l'chaim because it's Shabbos, like pikuach nefesh. And that's why the lesson of the Mishnah, that's because of Yom Tov. It could have said Rosh Hashanah Shachol Yos B'Shabbos. Why is it Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah? That's because of Yom Tov. I know. Zeh Yom, in a Tov Lamor. It's good. Mefarish Holach Ak Eze Yom Hu Tov, Ala Zeh Ma Shel Rosh Hashanah. Even though it's a Yom Adedina, Ava Pikach Hu Tov. And that's how he explains, because you can't write until Chassidish Torah, but he's cholek. The Aruch Haner says it could go either way. It depends on our Shmira Shabbos. The Kedushas Levi says it's tilted in our favor. Of course, you have to do tshuva, but itself you only can write on Rosh Hashanah Yom Adim. When it's on Shabbos, it's an Issa Ksiva, and therefore it always turns out to be good. That's why Tikku Bachot the Shofar. That the Shabbos, when we don't have a shofar, the Shabbos is protecting us, i.e. you can't write, but you can't be written down. You can't write, so you can't be written L'maves. How could you be written L'chaim? Because, as we all know, the luck is Pikuach Nefesh, even Safik Pikuach Nefesh, is Doches HaShabbos.